You're listening to the Uncensored Pro Wrestling Podcast.
What is up, everybody? You are checking out the Uncensored Pro Wrestling Podcast. I'm your host, the Hot Commodity Ant C, joined by my own Hot Commodity and the reigning WWE pay-per-view champion, Ant B. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. We are covering WWE WrestleMania 40 Night 2 live in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. We just covered Night 1, so be on the lookout for that. To start WrestleMania 40 Night 2, Stephanie McMahon comes out. She says she is the most proud for this WrestleMania because it's under the Paul Levesque era. She welcomes us to WrestleMania 40. Nice to see Stephanie McMahon out there after everything that has been coming out about her dad. And then CM Punk comes up. Yeah, you know, that's usually a Thursday night for me. But CM Punk comes out to call the first match. World champion Seth Rollins defending against Drew McIntyre. Drew has a Scottish pipe band play him. They're all sort of looking like Braveheart. We then get this mummer string band. They play Seth Rollins' music, and Seth comes out looking like Mardi Gras. Drew immediately lands a claymore to get a two. Seth hits a powerbomb and a pedigree. He goes for a stomp and gets a two count. Drew then ends up hitting a claymore twice and then a third claymore to become the new world champion. What do you think about Drew winning the title?
I wasn't crazy about it, but it was time to set that title for the year. He made it something worthwhile, and you know, it was Drew deserved it, I think.
I agree. I do think he deserved it.
Like going back and forth, Seth beat every time. So, you know, it was time for Drew to get a win.
I do agree with you. The stomp on the table.
Yeah.
It was good. Well, after the match, Drew McIntyre sits crisscross on a table to CM Punk. He basically tells him that he'll end his career. CM Punk then drops Drew McIntyre on the table and hits him with his brace. Senor Money in the Bank.
He beats the shit out of Drew.
Yeah.
Like, he really is kicking him on the ground, taking the brace, hitting him like Drew was defenseless.
Yep.
Then, all of a sudden, it all turns purple.
Senor Money in the Bank comes out.
I didn't even know who it was. You told me. I thought somebody, I didn't know what was going on.
Damian Priest comes out, hits Drew McIntyre with the briefcase, says he's cashing in, and then doesn't he land like a South of Heaven?
Yeah.
And he pins Drew McIntyre to become the third in history world champion, Damian Priest.
Drew McIntyre is the champion for 5 minutes and 30 something seconds.
Yeah. So what do you think about Damian Priest now becoming world champion?
It was an exciting match. You know, I kind of wanted Drew to have it for a little while, and I'm not sure how I feel about Damian Priest being champion, but we'll see what happens. We'll see.
Next up, we have the Philadelphia Street Fight. Snoop Dogg is the guest commentator. Bubba Ray Dudley is the special guest referee. And we have the final testament with Scarlett and Paul Ellering taking on Bobby Lashley and the Street Profits with B-Fab. A lot of action in this match. We see a Russian leg sweep to Scarlett off the apron through a table by B-Fab after Scarlett gets involved. And then Karrion Kross pushes Bubba Ray Dudley. Bubba puts on his glasses and tells the Street Profits to get tables. Montez Ford breaks a kendo stick over Karrion Kross's back. And Ford lands a frog splash through a table on Kross for Bobby Lashley and the Profits to get the victory here at WrestleMania 40. What'd you think of this one?
Okay, this is my problem. I do not think that Karrion Kross and his guys, his faction, deserve a WrestleMania.
I agree.
There were so many people who did not get WrestleMania matches who deserved them, like Shinsuke Nakamura. Like just lots of people, and I don't get it. I don't. The match was all right. Yeah. It was okay.
Nothing great. Next, we have LA Knight taking on AJ Styles. Another back and forth match here. LA lands a tornado DDT. He bites AJ Styles. He hits a super German to get a two. AJ applies a calf crusher. LA Knight rips off the padding on the floor, but AJ backdrops LA on the floor. And then LA ends up landing the BFT to get the win over AJ Styles here. What did you think of this one? I wasn't a big fan of this match. I'm not a big fan of LA Knight, to be honest, but
Yeah,
what do
like
you think?
most of them, I'm kind of sick of it. It's boring, and like I don't know. I'm just they. We already saw them fight, and it's like, and we're gonna see it again, I think. So, yeah, it's getting old.
Gang, yes. Next, we have the triple threat match. United States champion Logan Paul defends against Kevin Owens and Randy Orton. Logan Paul comes out on a prime sort of like truck with a cannon that's shooting primer on people. Kevin Owens comes out on a golf cart and he rides down with Randy Orton to the ring. At first, Randy and Kevin were teaming up against Paul, and then Randy turned on Kevin. He ends up hitting Logan Paul. Well, Logan Paul ends up hitting Kevin Owens with brass knuckles, but then Randy lands an RKO to Logan Paul. ISO Speed is dressed up in the Prime Bio, so Randy Orton lands an RKO. And then Randy hits an RKO to Kevin Owens, but Logan Paul hits a frog splash to both men, pins Kevin Owens, and Logan Paul retains the United States Championship. What'd you think of that triple threat
I
match?
think they really should have won is what I think of that.
Yeah, I agree.
It was a good match. It was good, but Logan Paul is pretty awesome. He's even though he's he had everything, he everybody says that, for the amount of time he's been in WWE, like he is amazing. And he's spot on really well.
He's done
I'll
really
give him
well.
that. He's good.
Next, we have the women's champion Io Sky with Damage Control defending against Bayley. Bayley gets a cool entrance. She's carried down to the ring by men dressed up like old, like Egyptian.
That was
Like
me.
that was you. Oh, well, I wish that was me carrying you, baby. That would be pretty sexy. This is a good match. Both women really gave it their all. Io hits a leaping drop kick off the top rope to the floor and a moonsault to the floor. Bayley hits a Bayley to belly and gets a two. Io lands over the moonsault and gets a two count. Bayley hits a back suplex, a flying elbow, and the rose plant to become new women's champion. This is the first time Bayley won a women's title at WrestleMania. What'd you think of Bayley's coming out party here?
It was good. It was awesome. I really liked the match. Bayley deserved it. Io had her time, but she was getting really boring. I'm glad to see Bayley as champion.
I agree. We find out that WWE Backlash is going to be live on May 4th in Lyon, France. I'm excited for that. That's going to be a nice show. It's probably going to be early for us too. I don't know what the time difference is there. But we've made it to our main event, the Universal Championship Bloodline Rules. Universal Champion Roman Reigns with Paul Heyman defending against Cody Rhodes with Brandi Rhodes. Cody comes out wearing a skull on his face. He kisses his mom before the match. Roman Reigns has a choir sing his theme song. This was a great main event. Probably one of the better WrestleMania events I've seen in a long time. Roman attacks Cody with a kendo stick. Roman lands a power bomb and a perfect plex. Cody hits a super kick and a double clothesline. Cody hits a disaster kick and gets a two. Cody spears Roman and lands a crossroads. That's when Jimmy Uso comes out and super kicks Cody. Jay runs out and fights with Jimmy, and Jay spears Jimmy off the stage. And then Cody Rhodes hits a crossroads. So Sokoa comes out and hits Cody with a Samoan spike. And then Cody Rhodes pulls Roman on top. I'm sorry, Solo pulls Roman on top of Cody and gets a two. Solo and Roman nail a spike spear combo until John Cena runs out and Cena attacks Solo. And lands an FU to Solo through a table. The Rock comes out and lands a rock bottom to John Cena. The Shield music comes on and Seth Rollins comes out. with a chair, but Roman lands a Superman punch. The Undertaker shows up behind The Rock and lands a choke slam to The Rock. Roman hits Seth Rollins in the back with a steel chair, but Rhodes is able to land a crossroads three times and get a three count to end the 3 year reign of Roman Reigns as world champion.
Finally.
After Brandy hugs Cody, all the good guys come in and hug Cody Rhodes. They lift him up. Cody says, "It's been a long night. I'm surrounded by greatness." Bruce Prichard and Triple H, "I want you to come out here." He hugs them both. And Triple H raises Cody's hand, and the good guys lift up Cody Rhodes to usher in the Paul Levesque era here at WrestleMania 40. What do you think of that main event?
It was awesome. I've seen The Undertaker. It was cool to see John Cena. It was not cool to see Seth Rollins continually get his ass beat to WrestleMania, but it was an amazing, amazing main event.
Yeah, good night full of a lot of action. This WrestleMania was much better than night one. I was glad Cody beat Roman, and the way they let him beat Roman made sense, having Roman be champion for 3 years. So with that, we've covered both nights of WrestleMania. You retain the title, and we'll be facing off again at Backlash for the championship.
Enjoy.
And Francais. So with that, everyone, make sure you stay safe and stay uncensored. We'll be seeing you soon. Bye.